Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today I've done a kind of a life lesson story. I've done a news story about Ellen. And now I'm going to do a call-out video. And this is from a TED Talk on a educated, very liberal female that wants people to stop telling her to get married or asking her when she's going to get married. And you know, I know I do so many of these videos and I say, well, I don't know, I just did something like this last week or 2 weeks ago, but there's so many of them out there and they're so entertaining. It's just, there's something that I find humorous and entertaining about looking at somebody that is decidedly average at best, who wants everything, all the expectations. And it's one thing to say, oh, well, this is an article on such and such, and it's just a stupid website. How about a TED Talk? How about a woman that gets paid to show up at a TED Talk at a university to complain about not finding Mr. Perfect? I mean, if can you imagine a guy getting up there and saying, okay, here's what I want from a woman. I want her to be thin, nice butt, big bobs, blonde or brunette, or great income. She has to look good in a bikini. She has to be able to pay her own way when we go on vacation. Can you ever in your mind envision a TED Talk where a guy is said, hey, would you come talk about this? Never in a million years. But here we have a TED Talk where this woman gets to do this. And I'm going to show you. I'm not going to play the whole video. I'm not going to play you the whole video because she's not funny. It's really not that interesting. And I would not do that to you fellows. So here we go. You can see here, this is Erica Morin is her name. And I'm going to first read how TED Talk describes her. And you can see the image here. They say, have you ever met someone? Are you dating someone? Don't worry, you'll find someone. These are among the most common and despised expressions levied against young, unmarried women in today's society. Yes, isn't it horrible to have expectations of you to maybe not date a billion people and have a body count in the hundreds and you just find a good guy and settle down? Oh, the horrors. Oh, how dare you? Oh, wait.
How dare you?
How dare you? So, despite personal and academic success, women in American culture continue to be considered incomplete without a ring on their finger. This is not true. I don't know who's telling you this, but any woman that says, I'm loving myself and living my best life, notice that's not the best life, but I'm living up to my truths, not the truth, my truths. Brave, powerful woman. Yay, girl. There's no shaming. There's no shaming that she doesn't have a family. At least I would be very surprised. She says, as a 31-year-old female, educated, independent, and accomplished, but not married, not engaged, and not even close. Say it with me, boys. It begins with an S, ends in a G. Shocking. Erica knows what it is to be seen as a failure according to traditional norms. She seeks to raise awareness about continuing pressures of marriage for young and slightly less young women in the United States. She promises not to deride marriage, but rather to share her thoughts and experiences as a single 30-something female dating in the 21st century. Her talk is sure to resonate with audience members of all genders and ages. Nope. I'd be surprised if it resonated with anybody. Let's see where I left off here. Filled with humor, no. Realism, nope. And hope, nope. Which is the suggestion that is that parents, relatives, peers, and friends just let fate run its course. Basically, she's not worried, so stop worrying for her. She doesn't need you to cheer her on or help her to find her man, even though she's not anywhere close to finding one. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to play through the whole thing. She's said she's 5'10", and I'm going to probably guess. And this is not to put her down. I'm just making a note of this. I'm not putting her down for weighing probably 100 kilograms or 220 pounds. I'm not putting her down for that. Let me be clear about this. I'm not shaming her for that. But what I am saying is that if you fall into a certain category in dating, stop reaching for the stars, okay? And I know where I fall in the categories. I know where I lie. So my expectations of saying she's got to be a model, or she's got to be whatever. People would look at me and go, well, dude, you're not being realistic. But why doesn't anyone look at these women and say, you're not being realistic, stop it. Just stop it. You're not going to be happy if you keep going this way. Let me pull forward here, and I'm going to show you the list. And the reason why I mention her height and her size is because here's her list. Here's her expectations. This, and she says this in the video. I'll leave the link down below if you want to watch it. Here's her expectations. Now, she's 5'10", so she wants at least her height or taller, and she likes to wear heels. So if she wears 2-inch heels, she's looking for, say it with me, boys, 6 feet. Shocking. Shocking. Crazy talk. I can't believe a woman would want a 6-footer. So my future husband, tall, handsome. Here's her picture, by the way. That's her picture. Again, not putting her down, just saying, let's keep our dating expectations within reach, is all I'm saying. Handsome, smart, educated, athletic, outdoorsy, laid back, outgoing, honest, strong, good heart, sense of humor, hardworking, ambitious, sensitive, romantic, good listener, not a jerk, Yankees fan, likes hiking, political beliefs, wants a family, non-smoker, short hair, nice car, good income, has a boat, spousal hire potential. In other words, maybe help her get a better job. That's your job as a husband. Good with computers, can fix cars, recycles, able to build things, likes bad TV, knows plumbing, likes to cook, and confident. My favorite part of this is when somebody says, I want someone that's educated and someone that is hardworking and ambitious and has a nice car and a good income and a boat. All those things have to do with income potential. How many times do you ever see a profile for a guy that's like, she needs to be professional and hardworking and ambitious and own things and bring things to the relationship? I'll wait for it. What's that you say? I'm sorry? Never? No. No, because men have to provide for themselves. So why do we need to drag things? Here, I brought you stuff. Will you date me now? Come on, give me a break. Okay, so she says, I did a search. So I went online and I typed in a lot of these words to see if I could find an image match. I did come across 1970s, early 1980s Chuck Norris. He apparently is the only man that meets all her needs. It was a close second to MacGyver, the 80s TV show, but he was not tall and attractive enough. So we're going to go with Chuck Norris is apparently the only person that this woman thinks that she deserves at 31 or 32. So she said, okay, and then I realized no one was meeting my criteria, so she drops her list down to this, and this is her list. My future husband, taller than me, which at least 5'11 or 6 foot, because she's 5'10, shares political beliefs, which is fine. Smart, I'm okay with that. Ambitious. Ambitious for what? I'm ambitious to travel the world. Does that count? I'm ambitious to lose some weight and hit the gym a little bit more. Does that count? Or are we really quietly saying, makes good money and a sense of humor? So that's what she narrows that down to. And then she goes, and here's the part, here's the actual audio. I want to play this part. Let me turn this up a little bit. Listen to what she says about the magazines pressuring her or women like her to get married and get in a relationship.
And what's worse is that everywhere I look in popular culture, especially in men's and women's magazines, I am bombarded by all sorts of messages pressuring me I need to get married and settle down.
Okay, so here's the magazines. I'm not going to read the women's side because I don't know anything about them. But here's supposedly the men's magazines telling women that they're pressuring them to settle down. Are you ready? For those of you not looking at the screen and listening as we go along. Men's Fitness, Men's Health, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Sports Illustrated. Yes, I remember all the articles I've read in Sports Illustrated pressuring women to settle down and get married. Now, I haven't read Maxim in a long time, and GQ and some of those others, and Men's Health, because now they're basically written for women or not manly men. I'll just put it that way. But the bottom three, I don't even know if I'll get in trouble for saying these names, because who knows with YouTube. But apparently, Hustler, Penthouse, Playboy are all pressuring women to get married, according to her. Right, okay. I have a hard time believing that one. So then she goes on and she basically says 24 things single people are tired of hearing. This and the bottom one is don't turn into some crazy cat lady. And she even jokes, it's like, too late, I'm already a crazy cat lady. And she basically complains how she's tired of being asked, why aren't you married? Because she's such an incredible, wonderful catch. Now, I do have a hard time believing this. I'll just be honest with you. Because again, I'm not saying she'd be a bad catch for the right guy. All right. Yeah, actually, I am. I am saying that. Because she's anybody that is putting herself out there is female, educated, perpetually single, and I deserve all this stuff. Let's face it. She's probably part of the Girl Power League. But the reason why I made the thumbnail that I made tonight is because of the very highest liked comment on this thread, if I can find it here. All right, here's the highest rated comments. Now, and here's something that's interesting. This has 4,500 downvotes. 4,500 downvotes and 1,000 likes. So apparently not many people are resonating with what she says. And someone else may have done a video about this. I don't know, because there's a lot of responses on here that look like they're from Guys Going Their Own Way channels. But Lucky Rover, number one. Dear women, and this is from 2 years ago. Dear women, we are much happier single. Enjoy the cats. I said, that's a good thumbnail. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to read through I'm just going to rattle through a bunch of these so you guys can see how other men are coming around to this stuff. Brought to you by feminism. Someone else, I'm a pretty decent catch. Yes, on the end of a harpoon. Brutal. Someone else, she wonders why she's still single. Every man watching this knows exactly why she's single. And the next guy, you want a man to be taller than you. Men want their girls to weigh less than them. Got Joe Smith below that. This is one of the reasons Guys Going Their Own Way is growing so fast. Next, men don't care about your education. They care about how you look. Next, she's 5'10 and wants the guy to be taller than her. That alone narrows it down to like 15% of the population. And we haven't even touched intelligence, looks, personality yet. Good luck then, LMAO. LMAO. So, again, I'll leave the link down below. But these are just, it's like they hand it to us on a platter. The reason why, this got sent to me by one of you viewers. And thank you for who sent it to me. And when I was talking to my mom because, as I said in my other video, my aunt passed away earlier today. And I was talking to my mom, and she every once in a while will say, you know, talk about future and being alone and aren't you worried about that? And again, it came up a little bit. I said, I have a video. It's a 10-15 minute video for you to watch about an educated college graduate, intelligent, and watch this video and tell me what you think. And she watched it and she said, oh, okay, what's the point? I said, this is a vast majority of the women right now. And I said, I do not fit so many of her categories. When you make a list, let me go back to the list here. You guys don't need to see it, but I just want to go down and look at. When the first thing on your list is tall, I'm done. That's it. And if you want me to be taller than 5'10 or 5'11, that's like 80%, 85% of the guys. Wait a minute, 80% of the men eliminated right away. Yeah, exactly. Handsome, smart, educated, athletic. And again, we look at the picture of Erica, and Erica is a decidedly average woman who has expectations of someone that is not decidedly average. And when you see this, look, I know I can go out and get dates. I've had dates in the past. It was not that difficult. You can do it. So for the guys that come on and leave in the comments, you guys are just losers or you're this or you're that, and you just can't. You know, we can date. But when her expectations, when she doesn't meet my expectations, and many other guys' expectations. But her expectations are a guy that is way more impressive than 90% of the men out there. And when you see this time and time and time again, rational, reasonable men just say, I'm not even going to bother. Like, this is just a waste of my time. I can get on an app and swipe on Tinder, and then I can go to Bumble, and then I can go to Coffee Meets Bagel, and then I can go to on and on and on and on and on and swipe, and let's spend half an hour a day swiping, 40 minutes of swiping. Oh, hey, look, I got 3 matches this week because they slowed down and read a profile and they see, oh, he's 5'7 or 5'6 or 5'8 or he's a little bit heavier guy or whatever, right? So you get those couple of matches, and then you guys know how it goes after this. You guys end up carrying, you're like, what is it, Sisyphus? Do I have that right? Who's the guy? It says Sisyphus perpetually, yeah, the myth of Sisyphus, pushing the boulder continually up the hill only to have it come back down. And you do this for eternity, pushing the boulder up and having it come back down the hill and pushing it up. That's what it's like. You're pushing it up, man, maybe I'll get a match. Oh, I got a match, and she ghosted me. And I'm carrying the conversation all by myself, and this is tiring, and she's really not showing any interest. And, you know, dating coaches will tell you, oh, you just have to know how to talk to them. Okay, whatever. And then you come, and you start, and then you give up for a little while, and then you're bottom, and you go, all right, let me try this again, and you push that boulder up the hill again, and like Sisyphus over and over and over again, and you never get anywhere. And when you do this for a week or a month or a year, what happens is the guy feels, and I know this because I was this guy at one point in time, the guy feels, hey, I got a lot of game. I'm pretty good at talking. You know, but when you're out in public, same thing. Like, it's just, why is it not clicking for me? This is why. Because Erica, who is decidedly average, wants a guy that is far superior than average. And the thing is that even average, you know, even slightly better than average guys or average guys don't want her. So again, she's looking up here, and the guys that are down here, she doesn't even see. And then when they see her, they're like, no, the two worlds will never meet. And so another feather in your cap. Go to bed tonight, gentlemen, feeling good about yourselves, feeling attractive, handsome, muscular, even if you're not, there's muscle in there somewhere, powerful, intelligent, because you're smart enough to get out of this game and keep focusing on yourself. This is what you're up against, guys. I'm just going to keep, you know, once a week, twice a week, depending on what videos come across my, I'm going to keep putting this out there. And so all the guys that keep saying, oh, I just got to get out there and do it, here's another decidedly average 5 looking for a 9, and there's nothing in between. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. Lots of fun stuff out there as well. Locals, betterbachelor.locals.com. I've got my forums going over there. A representative has reached out to me from Locals and said, hey, your community is one of our faster growing ones. Keep it up. You guys are doing great. We love to see the content. I have a person that I now can email and talk to about my Locals account, so they're on board with us. It feels good to be wanted. I'm here at 165,000, as of right now, 165,000 YouTube subs. I never got contacted for my silver 100,000 sub plaque. I'm not going to reach out to them because it's a plaque. But the point is, they certainly didn't reach out to me, but Locals did. So I think they're excited to see so many. We're over 1,000 over there. I think we're like 1,100 guys. So come on over if you want to see the forums, and we'll have some fun over there. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, it's not you, man. It's them every single time.